and I would like to tell the listeners, you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, and you're with DJ Mehmet with a special guest tonight, Meishu Wai, and with her beautiful music and her musical journey, we're having a nice conversation. Do you want to join us? You can. Then you can call our studio number, which is 855-915-9636. Again, the phone number is 855-915-9636. I'll be with you in a couple minutes, and then we'll listen to some public service announcements for the second half of the show. We'll be here tonight until 10 p.m. Welcome back to the second hour of special edition of Global Citizen, tonight with DJ Mehmet. So we'll be with you for another hour until 10 p.m. tonight, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. I will be right back after a short public service announcement.
America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are back live in the studio with my special guest tonight, Mei Shuwei, and listening to her beautiful songs, and we're talking about her musical journey. So I wanted to ask you, in terms of music, you were involved with in the musical scene for many years. Did you work with any other musicians? Did you have any collaborations?
I tend to be a solo flyer, actually, but I do play. Lately, I've been playing with my husband, Rich. I invite him to come to my church, and often we do piano and viola pieces. And he helped out for Christmas Eve with another musician, Paul Ackerman, and with the trumpet and trombone. It was a great combination.
So this CD, in the back of the CD, actually, in this flyer, it mentions that it was recorded at the Elliott Church of Newton.
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit? What type of, you know, experience was that? And do you have anybody else helping you at the church? Did you play the songs on your own and play and sing at the same time? How did it go?
Well, we found that we have a very old camcorder that records sound beautifully. And so I just set that up on their beautiful Mason Hamlin Grand and just played. And that's the way I do it. And then Rich converts them to CD form.
Beautiful. So I would like to remind our listeners how they can find your music. So this is your second CD, Missing Leaves. So you have a couple of websites, I believe. They can find your music. And this one, Songtree, if they search, do you want to mention how they can find your music on that website?
Yeah, if you type in Songtree into your browser, and then you can search under my name, which I go by, Mei Shuwei Strohshane, and that'll bring up my page with my songs.
And I will post the link on our Facebook page so the listeners can find the link if they're interested in hearing more about your music, even though we're going to play most of them tonight. You're uploading more, I believe, as you go.
Yes. I have about 13 of them uploaded, a lot of the ones we're hearing tonight, and some newer ones also.
Yes. And you also have a production company, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I call it that, Piano Mama Productions.
Yes. You want to talk about that a little bit? Is it physically available somewhere they can reach out to the company?
I am the company, and Rich is the audio engineer.
Yes.
So if you're interested in my all piano CD, it's cdbaby.com/SW Strohshane, and that's the piano CD called Clear Mountain Spring.
Yes, and we played a couple of songs from that CD as well tonight. All right, let's continue with more music. So this next song I have, The Velvet Cage, very interesting. Very interesting. And when I look at the lyrics, can't wonder, you know, asking myself, and what made you write that song, obviously? And I think you're going to talk about that a little bit before we listen to the song.
Sure. I think most people are familiar with the story of Joseph in the Bible and how he was sold into slavery by his jealous brothers and ended up in the household of Potiphar and rising up very high in status. And the villain of the story is Potiphar's wife, who is probably the original bored housewife. And usually she's portrayed as this real temptress. But I started thinking, maybe, you know, she was neglected and didn't really have much of a life to call her own. And so I imagined it from her point of view, and her seeing this handsome slave and wishing that she could really get to know him better. But then, yeah, the really egregious part is when she turns on him when he refuses her and she cries rape. And that really does make her an extremely villainous person in his story.
And I feel a lot of empathy when you sing that song. So I think that was great. It felt like real when you listen to the song.
Oh, thank
so
you.
I will leave the listeners with this beautiful song, The Velvet Cage by Mei Shu Wei. And this is WMFO Medford.
Hardly breathe in this velvet cage. I shall suffocate, married for my beauty, bound in lawful duty to a man I never see by day. He always goes away.
The Velvet Cage by Mei Shu Wei. I would like to leave you with an instrumental piece, which is right after this song on the new CD, which is a lullaby, the Night Train Lullaby. It's an instrumental piece, and we'll be right back after this song. Thank you. Welcome back. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. You're with DJ Mehmet. So we just heard Mei Shu Wai and Night Train Lullaby. It was a 5 minute, almost 5 minutes, right? Or more than 5 minutes. But it was beautiful. It was an instrumental piece. And we were talking about the song while we were listening to it. One wants to just shut his eyes and then sit back and relax and listen to this beautiful song. Can you tell me a little bit about how you wrote this song?
It was inspired by the most comfortable train ride I've ever had on the Montreal or the Amtrak train going up to Vermont. I was taking classes up in Montpelier, and I caught the train at 2 a.m. when it comes through Northampton. And at the time, I was 7 months pregnant with my son, and I just put the seat back and just was rocked like a lullaby all the way up there. And he loves trains, and I like to believe that's when it started.
Beautiful. So we have an interesting song, Nenner's song, next. Mm-hmm. And when I first, you know, listened to the song, I was a little bit confused. And then, you enlightened me, it's Beethoven's sister?
Mozart's sister.
Mm-hmm. Mozart's sister. Yeah. So what is the story behind this song we're going to listen now?
Well, we're pretty familiar with, I think, the story of Wolfgang, the prodigy who went touring at a very young age. He was a composer as a child, and he had an older sister who also traveled with him, and she was a brilliant piano prodigy. And they traveled to the courts of Europe and were highly praised. And after a while, though, as I say in the song, she was left at home. She turned 12 and was pretty much left behind whenever Wolfgang and his father traveled. She also had hoped to become a composer, but her father discouraged it. So in thinking about that, as a woman, her fame just eventually evaporated in time. She's never mentioned in the movie about Mozart, the famous one called Amadeus. And so just in recent years, there have been plays and books about her. But I'd like to remember her talents and gifts.
So we will listen to that song right now from Mei Shu Wai. Then a song, you're on WMFO Medford 91.5. FM. If you want to call in, our phone number is 855-915-9636.
When I was a young girl, I led a charmed life, or so it seemed to those who didn't know. Shadow of my brother. He was so much younger than I. He was the apple of our father's eye. And though I was admired, he set the world afire. I tried to compose, but father told me no. We were tired children, worn out on the road, or so it seemed to our father, who took us anyway. To the great halls and mirrors, the glittering crowds of royalty. He was more applauded than I. He was the Sarlacc of society life. And though I was admired, he set the world afire. Left at home, I had music in my soul pouring from my fingers. I had some genius in me too, but in my woman's body I never had the chance to flower. I'll pass away unknown. I led a quiet life, or so it seemed, to my brother, who was brilliant and wild. He was a blazing light, a fiery comet passing by. He is more remembered than I. His name lives on and mine has died. And though I was admired, he set the world afire. And now that he's gone, I am all alone. If you have fire in your soul pouring from your fingers, and if you have some genius too, follow your heart's desire, find every chance to dream and flower. Don't pass away unknown. Don't pass away unknown.
Don't pass away unknown.
That's right. Follow your heart's desire.
Very beautiful song.
Thank you.
And I really like, as I mentioned before, it feels like you are singing from the heart, all these songs. It just feels like you have first-hand experience when you listen to the song. It's very beautiful. And when you learn the story behind it, it becomes a lot more meaningful when you understand the whole structure. So we will continue with Lady Liberty. So another beautiful song that will have more meaning to what we are celebrating today and what we are going through as a nation lately. Very powerful lyrics. I believe you want to read the lyrics. Is that correct? Or you want them to listen to the song first and then go over the lyrics?
If you have the song.
Yes, I do have the song with me, yes. So let's listen to the song first, and then we'll talk about that. And that, what made you write the song, because there is also a story behind that song. So let me make sure that I have my settings ready. Okay. And this is Lady Liberty by Mei Shu Wai. Okay, we're back, and that was Lady Liberty. So, all right, let's hear from you the story behind this song. I think it's very powerful in a way that you acknowledge a lot of people from a lot of backgrounds and making sure that when they come to this country, now it's their hometown, and you welcome them as they welcomed you when you were young.
Yes, it's based, of course, on the inscription on the face of Statue of Liberty, and I'll just read that. It's very familiar, but it says, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." And that's the American dream, and it's been sorely tested in recent times, but we need to remember the original beauty of the message and how America is built on the work of immigrants, all of us coming from different places around the world and building our history, shaping us as a country, and how we hope that will continue. Even though there have been some challenges in recent times. And I specifically mentioned some countries that have been in the news that are beautiful and have been much maligned, Haiti and all the countries in Africa and El Salvador and people who come from all kinds of places as refugees or people seeking a better life in this country. And I'd like to think that they are all welcome here.
Thank you for your powerful message. So I want to reach out to our listeners. We have another half an hour left, and I received some messages on social media, and I want to remind everyone, if you want to call in, we have a studio number. You can call us, share your feelings with us. Today is a special day, and we really want to hear from you. And if you have been listening to the show for the past 1.5 hours, we are listening to Meishi Wai's beautiful songs. And so far, we've played a lot of music, and we heard you sing live, and I enjoyed the time so far. And we have another half an hour with more music. And if you want to call in, don't be shy. Give us a call. Our phone number is 855-915-9636. And we can talk about the music, the life, and how strong we need to be these days, and how hopeful we have to be about the future in front of us. And I also would like to remind you, if you are very shy, to call in, and you can actually message us on Facebook, our Facebook page, facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo. And one of the listeners asked how they can purchase your CD. So first CD, Clear Mountain Spring,
mm-hmm.
is available on cdbaby.com. If
yes.
they search it, they can purchase that. And the new one is not on sale yet.
Not yet. I'm working on it. I've uploaded the songs to the Songtree website.
Yes. And mm-hmm. if people want to listen to the music, I just put it on our Facebook page right now. It's available. If you go on mm-hmm. our Facebook page, you can click on the link on the Songtree website, and you can listen to May's songs online. But if you really want to purchase the CD, I think you need to wait a little bit for this new CD, Missing Leaves. When it's available, we will announce it on our Facebook page as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue with more music now. You're on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, and this is a special edition of Global Citizen with DJ Mehmet. My regular show time is every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. We'll go back to the CD, Missing Leaves, which is lately released, and we have Where Beauty Lies next on WMFO.
All of my life, I've felt most alive, dancing in my hour upon the stage, dreaming others' dreams, living others' lives, calling up the visions from the printed page. Even now I'm playing a part, calling on the magic of my art. I cannot falter now as I alter his life. I must do what I've been asked to do, for he must never know how long I've searched my soul to come to him and greet him with a smile.
Thank you.
I left you with two songs back to back. I didn't want to cut the songs. Only reason is that it was beautiful, and I wanted to leave you with some music without me talking, so you don't have to hear my ugly voice. So the first song you heard was Where Beauty Lies, and we'll talk about that a little bit. And how did you write that song?
I was inspired by the story of Joseph Merrick, the Elephant Man, the Victorian Englishman who had a severe deformity and went on show displaying himself for a living, and how difficult that was. He was a very sensitive, kind person, and so it was hard to make a display of himself. Eventually, he was taken in and sheltered at the London Hospital by a surgeon, Dr. Frederick Treves, and Treves noticed that Joseph was lonely still, even though he was well-fed and comfortable. So he got the idea of bringing in a friend of his to meet Joseph, a woman who would help him feel like a young man, a normal young man. So this beautiful friend of his named Lila Maturin came in, and she greeted him as if he was a normal person and smiled, and he just completely broke down and wept. It just was so overwhelming to be treated that way. And that scene is also familiar from the movie The Elephant Man, starring John Hurt, where a lot of people have heard about him. And so just thinking what in her song, she's saying, where beauty lies, we're often deceived by appearances. And we all have true beauty within.
Very powerful. And I also want to mention to you, The Elephant Man is maybe one of the first English books we used to read when I was learning language, English language. It was like a short book.
Yes.
And I still remember the story, and we were trying to understand the story, and we were learning the language at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it still, you know, sticks to my head. One of those, you know, first stories that I read when I was learning the language itself.
In fact, let me put in a quick plug, because a woman named Jeanette Sitton in London and I co-wrote a biography of Joseph.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called Measured by the Soul, The Life of Joseph Carey Merrick.
Oh, yeah.
It's available on Amazon.
Okay, yeah, we have to tell listeners about that, because you're also a writer. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, so I'll look into that. Mm-hmm. It will be very interesting. Okay, and then we played Bullfrog Boogie. And that was from the first CD, and it's also on your new CD as well.
Yes, it was fun to just cut loose on the piano and do something a little different. And oftentimes at the rest home where I play, there was someone who always wanted to hear some boogie-woogie. So I decided to give him some.
I think the distribution of the songs and the instrumental pieces, wonderful in this CD, in your latest CD, The Missing Leaves, because sometimes you just want to, you know, put the CD on, just, you know, hear the piano, sit back and relax, and it's beautiful. And we'll continue with more music. We have another 20 minutes or so. You're on WMFO Medford with my special guest, Mei Shu Wai, and this is DJ Mehmet, Global Citizens Special Edition tonight until 10 p.m. If you're interested in learning more about the show, you can go on Facebook, facebook.com/globalcitizen.wmfo. Now with more music, let me do some tricks here to switch to the next song. So we have Lady of the Skies.
Yes.
And that's one of the songs, again, you wrote for people who fought for the civil rights.
Actually, Lady of the Skies honors Amelia Earhart, the
first
woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. Yes.
And how did you come up with the song? How were you inspired?
Well, I was reading a biography of her, and she said at one point, I believe, that nothing could hold a woman down. And she was so determined to break barriers and do what she really wanted to do. It's sad that she was lost. In recent years, there's always been a question of what happened to her, and they're thinking that she probably did crash land on a remote island. But we'll never really know. But her legacy really lives on and encourages us to dream and take to the skies.
And I think, unlike Mozart's sister, She was lucky.
Yes.
She was able to fulfill her dreams.
Yes.
Okay, now we leave you with the song, Lady of the Skies. Dear listeners, you're on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, and we have a phone call, and I would like to invite our listener, if I can. Okay, hello.
I just put you on air right now,
so I will ask you to repeat what you just said. I'm so sorry about that. Apologize. And you can introduce yourself first and then share your feelings tonight.
Okay. Hi. Am I on the air?
Yes.
My name is Susan, and I wanted to say what a beautiful song Missing Leaves is. As I listened to it, I could just imagine we all are missing leaves. We all can only go back so far. We all have people we just don't know what their stories are, and it is important we all remember to make our own stories as well. Thank you so much for writing that.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I think it's something, even if we're part of a family tree, it's important to feel, to know our roots and to know where we came from.
It can help put things in perspective. And at times when, I guess, when I feel like I just would like to know more about my family and I don't, I just know everyone's in the same boat with that. None of us really know that far back. And it's something we have in common.
Yes. Are you adopted?
No. Oh. No, I'm not adopted, but there are parts of my family that I just don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I learned some parts of it, you can learn some vital statistics, but you just don't know really the stories of all the people. And as I've been listening to tonight, you're so great at being able to put yourself into another person's story and say it in a way that's so impactful and meaningful. And how did you learn to write like that?
Well, one thing, I love historical fiction, and I'm often very inspired by people in history and their lives. And so I really start to live inside their minds and hearts and wonder what has shaped them. And I also write stories for people in my own family. And so that's how I came to write the song for my grandmother.
That's such a soothing song, the music from it, and just, it's just such a nice image to get.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling and listening tonight.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we are back, and we have about 10 minutes left. Thanks for the phone call. Somebody was brave enough to call in and share her feelings with us, and it was beautiful. And I'm very happy to have you here tonight coming to our show and really spending the 2 hours with us. And I enjoyed a lot, and the music is beautiful. And my listeners, if you tune into my show on Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m., and you will hear May's work from time to time on my show as well. And please keep up with our Facebook page so you can get more updates about her music, the release of her new CD, and where you can purchase her music, and many more things about upcoming events in Boston area. Since we have only 9 minutes left, I have 2 songs that I would like to play before we leave. The first one is Monday in Madison. You want to say anything about that?
Oh, yeah. I was visiting Madison, Wisconsin. Rich's cousin, Scott Spoolman, and wife, Gail Martinelli. And if you're listening, I think you'll remember this well. It was a beautiful Monday morning in your house, and I just sat down at the piano and played.
So, May Shuwai and Monday in Madison. Thank you. So that was a Monday in Medicine from Mei Shu Wei. So we came to the end of tonight's special edition, Global Citizen. And I would like to thank Mei first, and to you, our listeners, for being with us tonight for this special show and for this beautiful music.
Well, thank you, Mehmet. I really appreciate your hosting me.
No problem. Anytime. And we would like to say goodbye to our listeners with a special song that you performed live tonight. And this time we will play from your album, Keep the Dream Alive. And we would like to tell our listeners, keep your dreams alive and go after your dreams and never be an unknown. Anything else you want to add before we leave for tonight?
I think that sums it up. We all have dreams, and follow your dreams and help other people follow their dreams as well.
Thank you very much. You're on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is DJ Mehmet. I'll see you on Saturday, 6 to 7 a.m. on Global Citizen. Until then, have a wonderful night, have a wonderful week, and see you on Saturday.
Heading off to school one day, getting ready to leave, I heard the shocking news. I could not believe of Dr. King cut down by a madman's gun, a light of hope gone out before his dream was done. Keep his dream alive, keep on pushing to survive. Our work is not yet done.